of that word. We agreed. Of course we did. Where else would we go and who with? The six of us spent every significant moment together. More importantly, we shared the insignificant ones too. We were best friends, a cozy clique, and when I look back at those times now, I would describe us as an unhealthy codependency. 20 years ago, I didn't know that expression existed. When Mika offered his place near Prague and told us about the lake, that was totally unexpected. Simone caused a fuss because that is what Simone does. Jumping into a frozen lake, was he crazy? The lake might be dirty and we would all get sick. What if something went wrong with the sauna? There was no one around for kilometres. Who would rescue us? When Simone flapped, her voice grew higher and her French accent more pronounced. Her theatrical alarm made it easy to laugh at her, despite the fact she voiced everyone's fears. We each adopted our usual roles. Dan made jokes, turning one of her silk scarves into a superhero's cape and promising to rescue her. Lovisa sat beside her, holding her hand and addressing her concerns with practical answers. Clark teased her about being a French drama queen, and Mika played the paterfamilias. He repeated how his family did this every year and nobody had even so much as suffered a scratch. Dan did his flipper routine, arms stiff, body bobbing, wide eyes and huge grin. No one could resist the performing dolphin, even if one was unlikely to be present in a Czech lake. The imminent adventure sounded like a break from the norm. This was an opportunity to be part of things and I'd be damned if I'd let the girls' side down. Choosing my moment, I announced I was going to jump into the frozen lake and no one could stop me. Lovisa gave me a high five. Simone's protests subsided into shrugs and sighs, until she saw the lake. After our respective Christmas celebrations, we were giddy and overexcited to get away, just as we should be. Flights and trains into Prague all arrived at separate times, so we arranged to stay in the same hotel and meet for dinner. Next day, Mika took us on a tour of his capital city, bursting with pride whilst we froze to our bones. For once, the first one to complain was not Simone. It was me. The others understood the realities of minus 15 degrees and dressed appropriately. Sure, I wore a thick coat, a beanie, gloves and sturdy boots. My jeans became so cold they stiffened into cardboard, chafing at each step. My nose and buttocks were numb and I was in desperate need of a warm drink. After 10 minutes of my moaning, Mika took us to an underground bar, bought beers, hot chocolates and a peppermint tea for Simone. By the time I had thawed out, we were on the move again. Prague was pretty, at least what I could see of it between the tourists, with plenty of Gothic atmosphere, but way too perishing cold. In the morning, we left for Mika's cabin in the forest. My disappointment about the castle was no longer an issue. When Mika first proposed we spent the change of millennium together in the Czech Republic at his family's place, I assumed he meant their aristocratic pile. I'd seen the pictures. Online, Michael would never be so crass as to show off his family wealth. So, when he explained his proposal was a holiday cabin at the lake, I had to call on all my thespian training to hide my disappointment. Dan understood. Dan always understood. What matters to us, Gail, is that we are together. Yeah, of course a Transylvanian castle would be a magic location, but it's not Transylvanian, it's Bohemian. Whatever. The thing with the castle is we would be guests of Mika's family, on our best behaviour, trying to remember how to say thank you in Czech and not guzzling too much champagne. In the cabin, we will be on our own. We can cook, eat, drink and dance as much as we like. Best of all, we can get sweaty in the sauna, run through the snow and jump into the lake. Gail, this is going to be the best New Year's Eve in living memory. Dan's deep brown eyes, simultaneously sincere and amused, gave me no choice but to capitulate. I let go of the castle. You better be right about that. Anyway, it's not the castle per se, just the chance to see how the other half live. I want to know how it feels to have staff, acres of land, horses and peacocks and corridors filled with fine art. Just for one weekend, I want to be a guest at a country house and enjoy the luxury of dressing for dinner. He threw his head back, laughing and clapping his palms together.